Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. I'm just so thankful that you're with me again today and blessed every time I think about that you're out there and you're learning the Word of God. What a joy it is. The reason that I do it, I get so much out of it myself, and I just want to share it with everybody who will listen. I pray that you are blessed, and that's why we go to the Lord in prayer, that He will bless our time together. So pray with me, if you will, as we study His Word once again. Heavenly Father, we are so blessed by your word. It's just a joy to know that the Creator God of the universe gave not only his Son Jesus to save us from our sins, but provided an ample means, a more than sufficient means, by which we might come to know you and your ways and your Son Jesus. And as we study again this book of Colossians today, I pray that each person, under the sound of my voice and myself, Lord, we're all blessed together by what you have to say to us in your word. We ask you to guide us by your Holy Spirit into all truth and to empower us to live according to that truth, and ask you to bless our time, that we'll go away from this study knowing that we've been encouraged in the Lord, we've learned more about you, and Lord, we've learned more about how you want us to live in this life. We bless you, we thank you for this time, in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Pleasing the Father. It's taken from the book of Colossians chapter 1 and verse 19. Paul the Apostle was addressing false teaching and heresy that was being promoted within the church in Colossae. The Gnostics, who denied the deity of Jesus Christ, were infiltrating the church. So Paul showed the Colossians how Jesus was responsible for their deliverance, redemption, and creation itself. Paul wrote of Jesus' pre-existence before all things, headship of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have preeminence. In chapter 1 and verse 19 of his letter to the Colossians, Paul begins to tell why the Heavenly Father was pleased with all fullness to dwell within Jesus. We read, "For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell." The verse begins, "For it pleased the Father." Paul begins a new paragraph in his letter by writing, "For it pleased," which means it seems good to one, or is one's good pleasure. The Father, which is written in italics, and it means that these two words were added by the translators of the Bible. The inference is that the Heavenly Father was the orchestrator and recipient of what is about to be announced. The verse continues, "That in him should all fullness dwell." The Heavenly Father thought it seemed good and was pleased that in him, that is in Jesus, should all fullness, which means abundance and completeness of the presence, power, agency, and riches of God in Christ, dwell or pervade, prompt, govern, settle, or inhabit. There was nothing lacking in the sufficiency of Jesus Christ to fulfill every desire of the Heavenly Father. As we ponder this verse, we may have difficulty comprehending fully what it means. However, we may know this. In Jesus Christ, everything that was necessary for our creation, existence, deliverance, redemption, and salvation was within him. Nothing fell short. And as Paul exalted Jesus to repudiate the heresies of the Gnostics, we see the magnificence of the Lord Jesus presented before us in such a manner that it would be foolish not to trust in him. May the Lord help us to know the fullness that Jesus Christ not only embodies, but has extended toward us, that we may exist and forever live with him. Next time, Paul will write about peace and reconciliation. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.